You are listening to Amplify Your Success podcast, and today I want to tackle something that I think a lot of visionaries and big change agents, we really struggle with, and that's dealing with online critics, dealing with internet trolls, cyber bullies, and online critics. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker, and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, and welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. It's Melanie Benson here, and I've been holding off on this episode for a little while, and I don't know if it's because I was afraid this would be a tough episode or if I just wanted to gather some more insights, but interestingly enough, I just did an on-air coaching session, which you can find if you look for Christy Stone. All about dealing with bullies and what happens for us when we get triggered. So we realized that I couldn't hold back anymore. This was an episode that just needed to get tackled. Ultimately, with social media, the way it's flourished and so many different online portals, all these different places where people can have access to you without being seen, I find that bullies and critics have really access to this new forum for their negative campaigning. But the reason why this is so critical for us as thought leaders and change agents and visionary entrepreneurs is if you are concerned about what happens and you're watching other people, you've ever had any kind of attack on you, you may start to hold yourself back from putting yourself out there in a big way because you don't want to get attacked. One of the things that I've worked with the clients on over the last few years is, what happens when we have tall poppy syndrome? We're afraid to stand out from the crowd and getting attacked or get criticism or being told that we're somehow wrong and bad and literally getting your head chopped off, figuratively, not literally, but I think you get the picture here. You know, I remember this was one of the biggest things for me to face in my rising star years when I was getting so much more visible out there where people, literally, I made it my mission in life to not get attacked. That's really, really hard to do, right? Like, you can't make everybody like you no matter how hard you try. But as a recovering people pleaser and someone who was really addicted to external validation, that was super hard for me. And I remember having a very painful incident around this about 10 years ago when online forums were just starting to get more and more popular. And I had joined this new community that was around a podcast that was super popular at that time. And I thought, oh, great. Well, I'll start talking about the things that I'm learning about building a team and hiring and outsourcing the things you're not good at. And I'm super passionate about it. I think it's one of the most important things we do to get traction for ourselves in our business. And I think I was promoting my Build Your Dream Team program at the time. And so we were doing a lot of posting about it. And granted, I was still new to forums. I didn't really have like protocol or anything. I don't even think LinkedIn was popular back then. But something I posted triggered a woman and she started to cyberbully me. She literally attacked me over and over and over again for weeks because she didn't like the idea of what I was posting, that you could actually outsource things to other people and live your life more fully. And she was so triggered by my concept and or just wanted to be seen that she went after me for weeks. I ended up getting out of the forum because it was just too much and I didn't know what to do. Ultimately, I ended up leaving that forum simply because I couldn't handle in a positive way someone who was attacking me at that level. And really, it was because my ideas didn't match hers. Just a few weeks ago, I had another really small version of this, but a man posted a comment on a podcast show notes page that because the show notes weren't the way he thought they would be, that I was wasting his time. This time I didn't get triggered. I said a little response saying, thanks for sharing. And, ultimately, I hope that you'll find the value in the podcast itself. How we respond to cyberbullies, negative Nellies, internet trolls is really the point here. And what I have learned over the years is that when people are experiencing life and they're unhappy or their way of dealing things can be really gruff, They tend to hide behind the internet and cowardly express themselves so that they can say what they want to say and tear other people down. And what they don't have the courage to say to someone's face, they have no problem saying in an online forum. And interestingly enough, I've even seen really positive, really powerful transformational leaders do the same thing. Because when you don't see someone's face, it's so much easier to attack them online. Listen, what I truly have seen over the years and doing all the personal development work, therapy and everything else to really get myself to a grounded place is people who lead with the bullying energy that are massively critical and need to tear you down have one thing happening. They're insecure and they need to tear you down to feel better about themselves. So here's what we have to learn, because we can't not get ourselves out there. We have to learn how to manage that energy differently and respond. Because as thought leaders and visionaries and people who are up to really big things, we will always face criticism. We'll face criticism from our family. Well, because they don't understand us. They're not wired like us to do things and take big risks. You will experience criticism from your clients. I had a client when I was changing my model that tore me apart because he didn't like the direction I was going. I'm like, dude, this is my business. If you don't like it, say no. We don't have to keep moving forward together. You cannot please everyone. What you have to do is know who you are and know what's important to you. Peter Montoya, who wrote a book called The Brand Called You, spoke at an event I hosted many, many years ago, like 14 years ago, and said something that was very pivotal to the room. He said, a good brand must equally repel as well as attract. So ultimately, if we're doing our job right and we're getting ourselves out there and we're really clear about who we are and what our message is, we will always have critics. So what do we do when we're faced with an internet troll who just wants to tear you down? Or even worse, someone who goes on a cyber attack and just tries to bully you? First of all, the thing we have to do first is learn how to respond where we don't lose our power or ignore it. I have a very famous family member, an actress who's been very well known on several series over the years, and she struggled with this for a long time. And she's ultimately not even on Facebook because it just got too intense. But what I think she discovered, and any celebrity discovers, is that when you put yourself out there, you will have people who berate you because they need to make themselves feel better by tearing you down. So what many celebrities do, and maybe this is the first step for you, is to develop tough skin and to learn to separate the feedback that matters from people who are in our center of influence and we care about their input versus the negative Nellies that just are, they've made it their life mission to make everybody smaller than them. You can't control them. You can't make them go away. The only thing you can do is block them. And that's what you have to learn to do in order to move through it. But I've got some constructive steps. I've done a lot of research on this. I've done a lot of interviewing. Like, what do other people do? How do they manage this part of the process? And how do they keep their head straight when someone's tearing them down? And I've talked to celebrity entrepreneurs. I've talked to people who are just really grounded human beings. I've talked to celebrities, like my family member, to really understand what is it that you can do differently. And the first thing is to really separate out what's true customer feedback, something that's important that you need to take in because it may be in your blind spot, versus a cyber attack or bullying attempt. Okay, so let's talk about the bullying and the negativity and all that first, because it's not going to go away. You have to know how to basically handle it when it comes up. I think the first thing is you got to get your head straight and to know this is not about you. Okay, this is not about you. It's about them. And they may be using very painful approaches to communicating what's important to them, but you don't have to buy into it. You can delete it. Okay. Most of us have control over our social media platforms, our blogs and other places. You can delete it. You can filter it. You can have other people supporting you. Do you have a team member that's going through all that stuff? Okay. So when it's just somebody who's being terrible, delete it. You don't need it. Unless you can develop a really thick skin and not care. And the other thing, like with emails, like have a team member who filters what's important you know, good customer feedback versus just crap and you just have them delete it. We don't need to bring it into our energy field. The second thing is to recognize, how will you respond? Some people go to war. Some people freeze. And I talk a lot about this in the on-air coaching with Christy Stone. You don't have to be right. You don't have to be heard. You don't have to respond or react at all. You can choose to ignore it. You can choose to delete it. But the key is, when somebody's cyberbullying you, they are trying to get a reaction. They're trying to start a fight. So choose to be bigger than the situation. If you want to do anything, respond with grace. Have a key line that you or your team member uses saying, you know, thank you for sharing. Be done with it. Or you can have a another little funny thing to turn it around. But when it's true cyberbullying, the best thing you do is to not engage. It doesn't go anywhere. And ultimately, when you go to war in an online forum and a social media platform or even on your own blog, there's nothing that's good that will come out of it, and you'll end up actually making yourself look worse. I did learn that from that episode 10 years ago when this person tried to attack me. My team member saw it and they're like trying to defend me, and it just gave this person fuel. There's no way to win that argument. The next thing is to remember, this is your business. This is your platform. You control it. You don't have to let anybody in that you don't want to. So be willing to delete them, block them, take them out of your experience. You don't have to accept people in who are being negative and toxic for no good reason. And then I think the last thing is to really remember that they're there to destroy other people's goodwill and good feelings. They're not there for anything constructive. Now, I'm talking about true cyberbullies here. And if you give them what they want by getting engaged, you're letting them win. And you may need to just really work on your boundaries. So change the meaning of it. It's not about me. That's about them. That's their pain. You know, have empathy for them if you want, but really like just step away from it or block them and not go deep into it. Now, if you're someone who likes a good fight, good for you. Like, that's not me. I'm not really the get into a war just to have a fun tangle with somebody online. It doesn't give me energy. But I do know some people that are. And one of the things that I would just offer to you is that, you know, having a good conversation is one thing. Having a war and a back and forth attempt to control each other's way of thinking, not so constructive, especially online. And I think we have to be really aware of the experience we provide for other people who are, you know, we hopefully want them to buy our stuff someday. So when it's true bullying and negativity, you've got to step away from it. You've got to let go of it. And I think really if we take it to the bullying level, I would highly recommend you listen to the episode on how to deal with bullies that I did with Christy Stone. Because that does mean you've got to look at your own triggers, why you give your power away, what you can do to shift the energy of that. And that's a whole nother level of it. Okay. Because bullies are there to control you and to make themselves feel better because they're super insecure. Now, let's take the different path, though. And let's say that maybe someone's posting negatively because they're upset with you. They're triggered by you. They're maybe even giving you really good feedback. And it's coming across negatively because they're unhappy. This is an opportunity through social media to learn a lot about how your message is landing with your target audience and your clients. And so in these situations, I highly recommend you move it off social media quickly and get to a place where you can have a conversation with them. But if you can't, at least acknowledge the situation and acknowledge them for bringing it forward, even if it's hard to hear and it's not what you would like to know. And own it. Own any areas that you or your team created. I saw a great example of this from a restaurant owner who on Yelp had responded to some criticism. And instead of ignoring it or trying to make it go away, he stepped up and he said, you know what? You're right. That didn't get handled the way we believe in here. I totally appreciate you bringing it forward. And please don't ever hesitate to let me know directly. Here's my contact information. And what can we do to make it right for you? Can we, buy you dinner at the restaurant, right? Like, he was trying to acknowledge and deflate the energy of it and then provide a win-win solution. And that's step three. If this is really constructive input, figure out what that person needs to feel heard, to feel valued, and to make it right with them. And then fourth, implement the solution. Don't just be talk, really bring it into a resolution that has meaning and value. And I think in this really becomes a customer service conversation. And that is, why are people going to social media instead of you? And I think ultimately there's an opportunity that may be in your blind spot to really look at your customer service practices and to figure out, when there is legitimate feedback, what's the filtering system we pull through to resolve and improve? Okay, how do we resolve and improve? Now, again, we get to a distinction here. And that is, many people hear this negative crap that gets spewed online and they start personalizing and they think, oh my God, I'm not good enough. People don't like me. My stuff doesn't work. And we can take something that's just someone else's crap and make it true. And we take on that story and then we start reacting to it and we change things we don't have to change. Super important that you know the difference between someone else just being a crappy communicator and needing to tear you down to feel better about themselves versus someone who's got great input that can help you constructively make your business better. I'll go back to the person who posted on my page about the show notes. The funny thing was, the reason it bothered me was I didn't like the show notes either. I was having someone else help me with them. And I'm reading the show notes going like, I don't love these show notes. And I was working with the company to try to get the show notes better. But when I got that feedback, even though it was negative the way it was written, I realized I don't really feel good about it either. And so I just canceled that part of the service. This is where we get to decide what is valuable and what isn't, and take in the valuable piece and let go of the rest and not make it anything else. Again, going back to one of the stages of my how to deal with bullying and negative triggers is, you've got to look at the meaning you give things when somebody's attacking you or making you feel wrong or bad. Really look at the meaning you're making about that situation. So let's wrap up on this one. And by the way, I would love to hear your strategies. What do you do when somebody's giving you that criticism online? You know, what do you do when you're a bully, when you're being bullied, or maybe you're feeling that energy to bully someone else or give criticism there? How could this really be a new epidemic of how we show up differently in these situations? I'm a firm believer that for those of us that say we want peace on the planet, we don't want wars, we don't want to see all these horrible things being done to other people, it starts with us. It starts with how we treat every other human being. And it starts with how we treat ourselves. So how could we shift the way we're showing up around this negativity and all this negative criticism that happens online? What could we do to change it inside of us? And ultimately change the way people operate by not reacting and giving it fuel. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the Amplify Your Success community. I hope to create a very rich conversation about dealing with criticism and bullies and, you know, negative trolls online, and to hopefully most of us learn some new strategies about how to take it to a new level. Come join us in the Amplify Your Success community. The URL will be coming shortly. See you again next week.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.